Welcome to Season 1, Episode 9 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the four C's of effective preaching. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic, so I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. So let's get started. Any preacher who is diligently striving to do the work of an evangelist, as Paul told Timothy to do in 2 Timothy 4:5, will want to carry out that work as effectively as possible. But how can one effectively preach the gospel of Christ? In this episode, I would like to consider four points explaining how this is done. These points are not based upon personal experience, human wisdom, or any sort of formal religious training. Rather, these points are taken directly from the Word of God. If one wishes to preach the Word of God effectively, he must learn how the Scriptures indicate that this is to be done. So let us consider the four C's of effective preaching. Number one, be correct. One who would speak to others about spiritual matters has a divine obligation to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God, 1 Peter 4:11. But how does one do this? He must accurately represent the Scriptures to those that he teaches. And of course, to do this, one must first understand the Scriptures for himself. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 1:6 and 7, "For some men, straying from these things, have turned aside to fruitless discussion, wanting to be teachers of the law, even though they do not understand either what they are saying or the matters about which they make confident assertions." One who does not understand the Scriptures is unfit to teach the Scriptures, simply because his lack of knowledge prohibits him from representing the Word of God accurately. This is why Paul impressed upon Timothy the importance of continuing to diligently study the Scriptures that he might accurately handle the Word of Truth, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. So if one is going to preach effectively today, he must know the Scriptures so that he can represent them accurately, because he must preach in a way that is correct. Number two, be concise. For our purposes in this episode, we're going to define being concise not necessarily meaning that one will use few words as opposed to many words. Luke records that Peter used many other words to persuade the Jews on Pentecost to obey the gospel, and the number of those who received his word and were baptized was about 3,000 souls, Acts 2:40 and 41. No one would question the effectiveness of Peter's preaching on this occasion. So we're not talking about, when we say concise, using few words necessarily. Rather than imposing a strict limit on one's word count, an effective preacher will succinctly present the gospel, limiting himself to the Word of God without adding to or altering it. At the end of the book of Revelation, John wrote, "I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city which are written in this book." Revelation 22:18 and 19. Paul told the Galatians, "But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be accursed." Galatians 1:8 and 9. Though he will not shrink from declaring the whole purpose of God, as Acts 20:27 says, a preacher, if he is preaching effectively, will refrain from promoting the wisdom of men, as Paul warned about in 1 Corinthians 2, 1-5, and will avoid the strange doctrines and myths that worldly-minded brethren often prefer. Paul told Timothy about that in 1 Timothy 1, 3 and 4, and 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. So if one is to preach effectively, he must preach in a way that is concise. Again, not necessarily using few words, but succinctly presenting the gospel without adding anything to it or altering it. Number three, be clear. A preacher of the gospel must strive to make the truth unmistakable. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 3:12, "Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. In teaching about miraculous spiritual gifts, Paul stated a principle that still applies today in any preaching that one may do. He said in 1 Corinthians 14, 6-9, "But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking in tongues, what will I profit you unless I speak to you either by way of revelation or of knowledge or of prophecy or of teaching? Yet even lifeless things, either flute or harp, in producing a sound, if they do not produce a distinction in the tones, how will it be known what is played on the flute or on the harp? For if the bugle produces an indistinct sound, who will prepare himself for battle? So you also, unless you utter by the tongue speech that is clear, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air." Paul said that tongue speaking was useless if no one understood what was being said. In the same way, people must understand what is taught in order for the gospel to do them any good. One who preaches the gospel must strive to be clear, so that those with honest hearts, as Jesus talked about in the parable of the sower in Luke 8:15, can understand the message. So if one today is going to preach effectively, he must preach in a way that is clear. Number four, be convincing. Finally, one who preaches must strive to convince others to believe and obey the word of God. Paul explained why this is important in his second letter to the Corinthians. He said in 2 Corinthians 5:10 and 11, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men." Paul understood the fate of those who did not believe in God or refused to obey the gospel. As he wrote to the brethren in Thessalonica, this fate he described as eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, in 2 Thessalonians 1:8 and 9. Knowing this, Paul did what he could to convince people to obey the Lord. But how did he seek to convince them? Luke records over in Acts 17, verses 2 and 3, that according to Paul's custom, he reasoned from the scriptures, explaining and giving evidence that Jesus was the Christ. Paul, when he preached, he gave evidence from the word of God to show why what he was saying was true. We know from other passages that the word of God is truth, in John 17:17 and Psalm 119:160. Therefore, if one is to convince people of the truth, he must make his appeal to Scripture, citing book, chapter, and verse, to show others why they must believe the message that he is teaching. So if one is to preach effectively, he must be convincing in his preaching. The way he does that, not by human wisdom, not by citing tradition, not by citing the commandments of men, but by going to the Scriptures and convincing people from the Word of God that the message in the gospel is the truth. If you look for advice on how to preach more effectively, you will find many different tips depending on who you ask, what book you read, what website you look at. But what we have considered here in this episode has been taken directly from the Word of God. If you want to preach effectively, you need to do these four things. You need to, number one, be correct, teach the Word of God accurately. Number two, be concise, limiting yourself to speaking the words of God and leaving out the opinions of man. Number three, be clear, speaking plainly so that all can understand your message. And number four, be convincing, persuading people to accept the truth and pointing them to the Bible as a means of confirming the message. Paul said in Romans 1:16 that the gospel is the power of God for salvation. Let's be sure to preach the gospel correctly, concisely, clearly, and convincingly, so that we can be as effective as possible in leading others to faithful obedience to the Lord. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. This episode concludes Season 1 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you've listened all the way through, I want to thank you for listening and hope you'll continue with us as we go into Season 2. We'll be taking a 4-week break Then season two will begin on April 26th. In that season, we'll be focusing on the topic of worship. So until then, I hope you have a great month, and I'll be back with you here in just a few weeks.